Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens. The golden age of America begins right now.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce to you the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
That's the one I meant to play. I played the wrong one before. I don't need to play him being president-elect. That's old news. That's old news. 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I thought it was a good show yesterday. Did a lot of good things. Did a lot of things that were surprising. Did a lot of things that were very, very expected. I think, you know, one of the things about President Trump that people don't... I hate to say liberals don't get, because I don't typically engage in the liberals are dumb, conservatives are smart kind of, you know, I just think that's not a particularly useful way to talk about it. But it is more often, you know, they don't, or critics often don't understand that one of Trump's, I think, greatest appeals is about pride in America, belief in America, not being ashamed or embarrassed about America, and wanting to make sure that everybody else feels that same level of, God, I love this guy. Like, you know, remember when he did that one speech way back and he hugged the flag and it became a meme and people made fun of him? They made fun of him for hugging a flag. Like, that's cool. You know, I feel that way too. And that came across in the speech yesterday is, again, what critics never properly esteemed about him is that people like following somebody who's optimistic, who's positive, who's even, you know, braggadocious, rudely positive, right? That's offensive to some, but as opposed to following the, you know, we've had two presidents from the Democratic Party who have been kind of downers, you know, America needs to be embarrassed about our past, and America, woe is us, and I don't know, all these, you know, like, there's nothing inspiring about Joe Biden. Now, Barack Obama got some of this, but his level of inspiration was not about what America is, it's about what it could become if it changed the way he wanted it to. That's not the same thing. Trump is enthusiastically positive about what America is and has been, except for under recent presidents who've botched it so bad, according to him.
Americans are explorers, builders, innovators, entrepreneurs, and pioneers. The spirit of the frontier is written into our hearts. The call of the next great adventure resounds from within our souls. Our American ancestors turned a small group of colonies on the edge of a vast continent into a mighty republic of the most extraordinary citizens on earth. No one comes close.
My only wish on this section was that he was a little bit more animated about it, because it's good stuff, and it really is his kind of message.
If we work together, there is nothing we cannot do and no dream we cannot achieve. Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken. I stand before you now as proof that you should never believe that something is impossible to do. In America, the impossible is what we do best.
God, I love that line. That's a great line. I just wish he'd brought a little bit more Lorenzo Sewell energy to it.
Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day where all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last. If you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and give your great God great glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, sorry. Put this on.
The impossible is what we do best.
Well,
Hulk Hogan up in there would have worked for Donald Trump at that particular moment. Oh, Lorenzo Sewell's fantastic, man. I just still feel bad for the white pastor who had to follow him. Poor little guy. This is not right. So, yeah, it was a genuinely great thing when he was talking that way. And even, you know,
say it, brother.
The way Trump goes out of his way, just like DeSantis goes out of their way to remind people, you know, we're not the racist you're looking for. Like, there really are racists, and you should be on guard for them. We're not them.
We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And specifically mentioning black and Hispanics who supported him and celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which, of course, was also yesterday.
To the black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it. I've heard your voices in the campaign, and I look forward to working with you in the years to come. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, this will be a great honor, but in his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true.
And really, what was his dream, right? Where people would be judged by the content of their character, right? That would be the key?
And we will not forget our God.
Oh, sorry, that's not the one I wanted. Where was the... Here we go. Sorry about that.
Society that is, we will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based.
That's it. That's the goal. That's the idea. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Everybody's doing a good job staying off the roads. Still seeing some congestion delays at 9 Mile and Highway 29 north and southbound. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, or as often is the case, doing both around the same time, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are an excellent resource for you. You know, ask your questions. They'll have good answers. They'll help you ask better questions. Because, you know, one of the jobs of a good realtor is to help you think about the things you wouldn't have thought about. You know, what might be developed behind that parcel, potentially. What are the schools like? You know, what's happening in the future? What's happening with traffic in that area? Like, just things you don't often, I mean, it's hard to think, you know, it's just hard to remember all the stuff you got to ask. And so they're there to help you with that and to navigate the problems and to negotiate the price and to make sure you get the best price selling and the best price buying in both directions. That's the whole goal. Now, they sold 175 homes in 2023. They sold 165 homes in 2024. So pretty consistent, even in the down market. They'd been over 200 in the easy hot market, but still almost 200 in the slightly down market, or, you know, less fast market. But they know how to do it and do it effectively. 3.5 homes a week, that's great experience. So they know how to work with you and figure out whatever your situation is. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bouchard from Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they will be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus care model. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to call or text in your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The Indians, one run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got, one damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Pensacola is treating select roads with a dry de-icer mix and sand. Those roads, chosen specifically by first responders, lead to hospitals and critical care facilities.
It's very unusual and it's historical, and we are in Florida, so we are not prepared as other areas are for this event. And because of that, we really have to encourage everyone to stay home. Please stay off the roads, because if you're on the road and a fire truck has to respond or a police officer has to respond, it really, really limits our ability to help our other residents. And we want to be able to respond to fires and to medical emergencies and not cars, because people are driving on the roads.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, and we have a little bit of breaking news happening right now. Yes, David?
Yeah, just looking here, it looks like right now Marco Rubio is being sworn in by Vice President Vance.
Job and for the president. I can't think of a better voice for the world and for the president's policies. As far as the task ahead, President Trump was elected to keep promises, and he's going to keep those promises. And his primary promise when it comes to foreign policy is that the priority of the United States Department of State will be the United States. It will be furthering the national interest of this country. And he's given us a very clear mandate. President Trump's made it very clear. Everything we do, and this is true in government, but especially at the Department of State, everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us more prosperous? If it doesn't do one of those three things, we will not do it. And so that is the goal, and that is the task, and that is the promise that he was elected to keep, and that is the promise he will keep, and we will help him keep. It's a transformational moment. The United States, I think, is now, as President Trump pointed out last night, and I believe deeply, we are headed into a new era that I think will make the world a safer place. We have a president who yesterday, President Trump made clear in his inaugural speech that one of the primary goals of American foreign policies is the promotion of peace. Of course, peace through strength, peace and always without abandoning our values. But I think it's extraordinary that it's something that needs to be said and hasn't been said enough in recent memory. And we look forward to being a key part of helping the president achieve his agenda that he has a clear mandate to keep. If I may take the liberty for just 15 seconds to say something in Spanish, because I know a lot of people back home would be very proud, and I want to make sure I acknowledge that. Quiero darle las gracias a Dios, a mi familia que no está aquí con nosotros hoy, a mis padres que vinieron en este país en el año 1956. Y el propósito de su vida fue que nosotros pudiéramos vivir los sueños que no fueron posibles para ellos. Es un honor increíble ser el secretario de Estado del país más poderoso y más bueno en la historia de toda la humanidad. Y es un gran honor y le doy las gracias al presidente Trump por esta oportunidad. I just said I saved a bunch of money by switching to Geico. That's what I said. So.
Nice.
And I want to.
That's pretty good. Actually, my Spanish is pretty terrible,
God.
But thanks God, thanks Trump, thanks family, mom and dad, right? And thank Geico. So that's excellent. That was good. All right, David, did you have more?
Yeah, if you'd like a headline or two, I could do that. There was a shooting during a traffic stop near the Canadian border in Vermont that apparently has left a Border Patrol agent dead there. Authorities say one of the suspects also died. The FBI is working that. The Ohio State Buckeyes won the college football national championship in a game in Atlanta last night. It's their 9th championship in program history. And Andrew, today is National Granola Bar Day.
There are two people who say they invented the granola bar back in the 70s, Herrick Kimball and Stanley Mason. But Stanley's often credited with being the first to compress granola into bar form. He also invented the squeezable ketchup bottle and dental floss container, so there's a history of Stanley filling America's needs. Granola bars are a $1.6 billion per year industry, and they're pretty healthy, with about 100 calories if you stay away from added sugar. I'm Bree Tennis.
So his greatest invention, was it the granola bar or the squeezable ketchup bottle? That's up in the air.
But. Well, or the floss container. I mean, you know, give it up for the floss container.
Absolutely. 100%.
Thanks so much for the other. I'm always fascinated by these people who invent a thing and then somebody else makes all the money off of it. I mean, like the guy who invented fruit roll-ups got that idea basically stolen from him by the people who make billions off of it now. And, he still does this little thing to this day where he provides, kosher fruit roll-ups for Jewish and Islamic markets. You know, it's like, no, but that's what happens. All right, John, we're super late to traffic for you. What do you got?
Well, actually, have nothing. No accidents
Perfect.
To let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 so far are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I do want to take a minor victory, not even a laugh. This is more like a victory step. What did I say was going to be the vote on Marco Rubio's confirmation to be the Secretary of State?
Unanimous.
What was it?
Unanimous.
There you go. But you can't take a lot of credit for something so obvious. Of course. How long will he last? Maybe future news. We'll do it at the end of the hour. Let's see. What else do we have going on? I mentioned this last hour, but it just turns out to be kind of one of those interesting little notes about Pensacola. The coldest day in Pensacola history was 40 years ago. Today, the grand opening for the what then was the Pensacola Civic Center becomes the Bay Center. The Crocus Kiss concert. That I know several people who went to that. Interestingly, I mean, I wasn't here. That was long before I was here in 85. So it was 5 degrees out. I do happen to know the guy that got the majority share of the Paul Stanley guitar, though.
Yeah, that's no fair. No fair at all. He should share it.
Man. And he was telling me he had to get out of there real quick because let's just say other people were not eager to let him retain it at the time. So that happens. What was the other? Things that are closed today that, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Pretty much everything is closed today. But the whole list is on our Facebook page if you want to read it. One thing I haven't had a chance to mention all day, and I just keep, there's always stuff I keep forgetting to do. The WhiteHouse.gov site is now owned by the Trump administration, right? So it's completely changed format. And when you first go there, as in, when you visit it again, it doesn't have this because it skips to the regular content. It's a little intro video that's all about America and helicopters and Trump and, you know, helping people. And the Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds fly over the White House is there if you watch it for the first time at WhiteHouse.gov. Pretty cool stuff.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump's historic first day. New White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt posting 42 executive orders, 115 personnel actions, more than 200 executive actions, including this on the Mexican cartels.
I wanted to do this for years. So they are now designated as terrorist organizations, foreign. And Mexico probably doesn't want that.
And President Trump pardons 1,500 Americans charged in the Capitol riots. It took migrant advocates only 2 hours to file a lawsuit against the Trump executive order to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The new Secretary of State starts today. Senate colleagues confirm Secretary of State Marco Rubio, 99-0. John Ratcliffe, for CIA director, is up for Senate confirmation today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is right now 30 degrees in Pensacola. We've got cloudy skies waiting for this snowstorm that's supposed to start later this afternoon. Preparations are underway, and officials say it could be a historic storm with up to 5 inches of snow falling across the area, something drivers here in the south really aren't used to. County officials say they do have some salt and some sand to put down on the roads. They've even found some snow plows.
We're expecting more freezing rain. Now we're expecting mostly snow for public works. They've sanded overpasses and bridges, and they're working coordination with Florida Department of Transportation as well.
And that is emergency manager and meteorologist Scotland Williams. She says today's snowfall could top a record set back in 1895. The county, of course, asking folks to stay at home if possible once the snow starts falling. Pensacola police are also getting ready for the storm. Public information officer Greg Gordon.
Being from Michigan, I've had the opportunity to drive in snow a few times. So hopefully I can remember those skills. But, you know, In the big scheme of things, we want people to be safe. First off, you know, all the businesses are closing. A lot of businesses are closing the schools. So basically, we're asking everyone to stay off the road.
Gordon says PPD will have an increased presence today, but officers won't be out driving around if they can avoid it. They'll be waiting in visible areas and waiting for calls that they need to respond to. PPD, of course, joining Escambia County and FHP by asking folks to stay at home once the snow starts later today. And if you've got travel plans, well, flights in and out of the airport may be affected by the storm.
What I tell people is if you schedule a fly out tomorrow or even fly in, just call your airline, or hopefully you'll be getting the notifications via text anyway if you're signed up for that. And that's really the best way to figure out status on a flight.
Airport director Matt Coughlin, and he says you can monitor your flight status on your airline's app or on the airport website at flypensacola.com. Well, Florida Power and Light says they've been preparing for events like today's storm. They say when extreme conditions hit, there is a big increase in electrical demand, and that can put a strain on the power grid. But FPNL says they do have extra crews on call today, and they plan to have enough trucks and hands on deck to get help where it's needed. FPL also has tips on how to conserve energy while staying warm on their website. Marco Rubio being sworn in as the Secretary of State just moments ago, and he was confirmed officially yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero. The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
Rubio was unanimously confirmed on Monday, making him the first Latino to ever hold the position of Secretary of State. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays or accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It could be a historic day on the Gulf Coast with snow showers moving in through the late morning afternoon hours. 2 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. Temperatures this afternoon below freezing, 31 and below. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 24. As we go into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 38. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 25. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, it is 30 degrees in Pensacola, 30 in Gulf Breeze, 31 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets have reopened today. The Dow is up 173.13 at 43,656.69. S&P 500 is up 34, and it is at 6,030.81. The NASDAQ is up 93 points at 19,723.57. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.576% today. Gold prices up 590 at 27.42.80. Silver prices are up 17 cents at 31.31. And taking a look at the crypto market today, Bitcoin down 171 at 103.644. Ethereum's down, Solana's down. Dogecoin up by a cent, though, at 37 right now. XRP down 3 cents at 3.11. It is 8:36. Our next news is at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's chief financial officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we got a couple of notes here. You know, we're expecting to get some snow today, anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. Okay, that's more than I had expected we would get. And there's supposed to be snow off in the Gulf too. Like you get out in your boat and go get snow down in the Gulf of Mexico, by the way,
America.
Anyway, there's also, according to my weather information, looks like we are already getting snow in the north end, like, you know, Century. That vicinity, not like past Cantonment, like the top third or so geographically. You've got reports of Milton's already getting some.
Milton has ice pellets already.
There you go.
All got right. Picture proof.
You're getting, they're getting hail in Milton?
It's ice pellets.
Ice
That's
pellets
all I
is
know.
Hail, isn't it?
Well,
okay. All right. I'm just saying, you know, whatever. So my question for the day, though, 437-1620, what are you going to do for fun today? you know, most of you are not working. Most of you have the day at school. The kids are out for school. All the schools are shut down except for, like, PCC is doing online and PSC is doing online only. But the schools basically are out. You know, the cities are closed. The counties are closed. You know, everybody's closed except News Radio. We're here 364 days a year, every day but Christmas. So what are you going to do today? What's your fun? And here's my specific question, okay? How are you going to enjoy the snow today? And where to sled? Where to sled? Is there a hill, is there a place you can think of that you want to tell people, hey, take your cardboard, because I know you don't have sleds. I mean, I have a sled because I'm from the Midwest, but you don't have a sled, most of you. Or, you know, your server's tray, you know, from if you, like, work at the Olive Garden in the old days. By the way, somebody's, the one suggestion I have heard is the Olive Garden parking lot. The old Olive Garden parking lot.
Oh, that is amazing.
Perfect
yes.
idea, right? Yeah, why mm-hmm. not? Okay, so 437-1620. What are you doing for fun today in the snow? And where are you going to sled? Where's a good sledding hill? I mean, we don't really have any, but where are the best of the what's available? John, you got something?
Yeah, Snow Bunny for the snow. You know, make Angel thing.
Wait, which one? Snow Bunny or Snow Angel?
I meant Snow Angel.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I was just thinking about bunny hills anyway.
There's a big run on carrots as people try to stock up for their snowmen.
And toilet paper.
Where can I get that coal? You can use a charcoal briquette. Anyway, go on.
And for big hills, I live in Milton, so I think the biggest one that I really want to try to conquer on my cardboard since you won't let me have anything of your supplies.
Plan better.
On Dogwood Drive, right?
You know, I will. Okay, before we go,
okay.
I will recommend you would think like you can do it on the lid top to one of those plastic, like, you know, big containers, you know, like the 10 gallon or whatever, you know, that you store stuff in the garage. That doesn't work. You'll slide right off of that thing. There's nothing to hold on to. So in case you were thinking about trying that, that won't work for you. Cardboard's better. Anyway, back to you,
okay,
John.
Okay, good. Yeah. On Dogwood Drive where the new Publix is going down that hill.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to get back up, but it sure would be fun. Man, I drive up it and down it every day, and I'm like, what would it be like
what would
to
it
just
be if?
Go?
Yeah, so the it's a weird situation because the hills I think of are mostly like some of the roads. Like Burgess has a couple of hills, you know, west of Hillburn. Obviously, 9th Avenue has a couple of big hills. You're going down to Carpenter Creek. Things near Carpenter Creek, north and south side, you know. Of course, you know, if you're on the road, which you shouldn't be unless everybody's not on the road. I'm not saying get out and sled the road, okay? Please, I didn't say that, PPD. but, you know, some of the roads, if they ice and there's no cars on them, could be lots of fun. But I'm not saying do that. But other things, like, it's always like going down towards the creek or going down towards the water. Well, you don't want to end up in the water in 30 degrees or 25 degrees. That would be bad. So 437-1620. What are you doing for fun today in the snow? And what's the best hill to sled? 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says, for fun, mark your calendar for late October. See if there's a spike of bursts locally. That's, you're not wrong. Everybody's stuck indoors. You got to pass the time somehow. Hey, we talked yesterday about this. You know, we got to make more babies. Somebody says, it's not fun. I'm trying to keep my children warm and their eggs. Oh, chickens warm. Like,
oh, okay.
What?
Their children?
I didn't follow it. And my chickens warm and their eggs from freezing. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, don't chickens enjoy a good slide? No, just kidding. Kidding. Staying home inside. If it snows, take pictures for proof. lunch trays for sledding. Yes. Yes. Lunch trays work okay. The lunch tray is a little hard to grab. It's a little small.
It's
seriously
a little small
cardboard.
From
a cardboard
me.
Box is a great sled.
Okay.
Because you can fold up the flap on the front and it's like a toboggan. You can hold it. I mean, really genuinely
hold
speaking
up
from
for
experience,
dear life.
Yeah. You can actually sled on cardboard. Now, it might not last all that long.
Right.
You know, if you want to put some packing tape on the bottom to, you know, zip it up, do a little Clark
That's
Griswold
tactic.
That's
a good idea.
See, I got lots of good ideas up in
Look
here.
At you.
You know, I wouldn't suggest spraying it with the Teflon spray, but, you know, you do what you want to do. Somebody here says it's like Gadsden and 20th Avenue. Ooh, I don't know that area. Do you know that area? Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. I bet a lot of retention ponds don't have water in them.
Shoot.
And some of those are pretty good hills. Now, of course, in Escambia County, half the time you got to claw through the fencing and the barbed wire. So, because
we
have
don't.
This genius idea that we put, you know, we make the ugliest possible features out of our retention ponds. You know, in Alabama, they don't do that. They don't put up, they just make them beauty features. In Escambia County, we think, oh, yeah, you got to protect people from the retention pond. No, you don't. We should stop doing that anyway. Just side note to commissioners who are listening. Anyway, 437-1620, the hill at the Whiting Front Gate. Oh, okay. All right. I see that. I see you. Bayview Park in East Hill. Yes. Oh, I got a note. Somebody says, we should make this a thing. Somebody says there's going to be a snowball fight at Bayview Park at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
I hope. And if there's not, there will be now. Hey, all it takes is about 15 people. So Bayview Park, 3 o'clock, snowball fight. Pensacola Beach, snowball fight. I mean, you know, find your local park or beach and let's arrange something. You know, don't just hope for the best. Make it happen. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. What fun are you going to have in the snow? Where are you going to have it? And where's the best hill to sled? Let's see. Somebody says, my kitten cat is going to get taken outside and placed in the snow, and we're going to time how fast they get back in the house. Oh, somebody says, seen in the snow ice past years sledding at Bayview Park again. Yeah, I think. East of the tennis court terraces down to the parking lot. Maybe don't sled into the bay. But yeah, to the parking lot. That makes perfect sense because it's just a parking lot. No big deal. Let's see. Somebody says, we're both off work, so we're going to attempt to be October participants. I love it. You people are the best. Langley. Okay, I got to think. Langley between Spanish Trail and Scenic Highway. Is
yes.
a great hill for sledding.
Oh, yeah. You know, the big one you go down.
That makes sense. I would say anything
right
heading towards Scenic.
Right.
You know, on a lot of those places heading towards Scenic is going to have that same issue. No, that's a good one. The Perdido Landfill is the biggest hill in town. Yeah, but they won't let you on it. The Optimus Park entrance on Old Baghdad Highway. Nice
Ooh, that's
slope.
A good one.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Somebody says, when I was stationed at Great Lakes, Illinois, we used to sled down the hills within interstate clover leaves. Oh, okay. But we don't really have that. We have the strange intersection at 29, but that's all under construction, so you can't use that one. That would have been good. Thanks for useless advice here, but I appreciate the effort. Meg, do you have a best? What are you going to do today? Where are you going
to
sled?
I'm going to try to get out and see. You know what I was thinking? Are they going to, if they close, like just, I was just thinking of high places. If they close the ramp that goes onto 110.
Okay.
Over by the Civic Center, if you could come down that big, you know, where it makes the big turn.
Oh, so if they actually close the interstate.
Yeah, that big, oh, yeah. The big, oh, that
Again, I'm
so
not
cool.
recommending you go on the interstate or the roads today, but wink, wink, nod, nod.
That'd be
let's
cool.
see. Let's see. Somebody says it's historic. Moment for the kids to see snow. We have sleds, carrots, and cocoa ready for the big event. Blue Wahoos is a decent slant by the Hunter Amphitheater. Oh, sure does.
That's right.
You're right. The back there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's
oh,
true.
Like that. Somebody says it's snowing in Century. Fantastic.
Wow. Oh, it's sleeting in Milton. I was corrected.
Okay. All right. Yes. Fair enough. The Bluffs has some good hills by the boardwalk. I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about it. A flat shovel you can use to sled. Yeah, it doesn't work that well. Seriously, cardboard. The cardboard box works
great.
Could
you use a boogie board or something like that?
Sure, you could.
Oh, that's a good idea. Right?
But the problem is that your grip on the top of the board versus the grip on the bottom of the board, it's like it's not going to want to do it real well. But yeah, boogie board might work.
I think
it'd
be better than cardboard.
Cardboard works remarkably well.
Oh, okay.
You'd be surprised. Okay. So, and especially if you put some tape on the bottom.
In Greece.
The sand hill on the north side of the National Seashore in Gulf Breeze. Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you, you know what? This gave me the idea. Sheriff Simmons gave me this idea because he said people are going to want to go to the beach and take a photograph of the snow on Pensacola Beach or whatever. And you know what I thought of? I don't think it's likely to happen, but you know who would be the coolest hero in Pensacola history? If we can get like a public works director who can get out and put a sand plow and make a hill on the beach. Because like they're doing beach renourishment in Navarre, right?
Right.
And they've got plows out. You could put a plow out on the beach and make a hill on the beach, and then you, because it'd be safe, it's sand, make a dune for the day. And people could literally sled on Pensacola Beach. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, Meg. I think somebody could do it.
I think you're crazy.
Every day. Every single day. 437-1620. Somebody says 3 o'clock Tiger Point Park snowball fight. I like this. People are organizing snowball fights.
Well, we can't be at both at the same time. So can they push it back?
There are enough people to go around.
I know, but I want
you
to
can go to Tiger Point. I can go to Bayview Park. Somebody else can go have a snowball fight on the beach.
Gotcha.
And put your videos, put your videos
up,
of course.
Yes, we've got to get lots and lots of pictures.
I have that. I love it. Yes, snowball fights, snow angels, make your snowman, and find a place to sled on a cardboard box if need be. 851 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh, conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rates for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Step right up to the spotlight, folks. Short Attention Span Theater is back by popular demand, lighting up the stage again for another unforgettable performance at Pensacola Little Theater. Prepare to be transported as they delve into a night filled with one-act plays. PLT's black box-style production promises an intimate experience, perfect for those looking to dip their toes into the vibrant world of theater. Showings January 24th through February 2nd. To learn more or buy your tickets, visit PensacolaLittleTheater.com or stop by the PLT box office.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today, my jurisdiction ends here.
Picked up, and on the slam, the catch is made by Jaden. Greathouse is free. Greathouse gets a block. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
At this point in the game last night, you thought, maybe finally Notre Dame showed up. Maybe they've got a chance. It became 31-15 there. Then they had a chance at a field goal to make it 31-18.
You have to be alert for a fake. Again, the fake punt earlier was snuffed out. And a field goal. Unsuccessful.
You know the normal thunky sound of the football hitting the upright? I think that sound was the normal dong.
Doing.
It sounds like somebody threw a spitball at the organ in church or something, you know? But this is the worst sound ever. It's like somebody dropped grandma's walker on the pavement. Anyway, so, you know, that did not work. And then they managed to get a touchdown. So they did pull it to 31-21 and then 31-23 with a two-point conversion. So they were sort of within vaguely range. And then the dagger.
Here they come.
Heavy pressure. Howard delivers downfield. And Smith, he's got it. Jeremiah Smith hadn't had a touch in the second half until that. Potential game clincher.
Yeah, 56-yard pass play put the Ohio State on the 10, and that was it, with not enough time to do anything else after that. So they did go on and win last night. I will say it one time and one time only, congratulations to the Buckeyes. That's all I got to say about that. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with their traffic on the fives.
So I've been talking about President Trump all day and talking about generally things I think are great, things I agree with, a couple of things I definitely think are idiotic, like the Gulf of Mexico.
America.
But also, you know what? I told you, it's like, he does some things that are so smart, so right, so good, and then he makes an element of it that is so dumb and wrong that it's like, come on, man. Why would you do that? It's like, you know, topping your apple pie with a slice of fish. Like, why, sir? Why? For example, talking about birthright citizenship, and he's signing this executive order to, he can't really end it, but it's to direct agencies and so forth. Okay, we'll see how it plays out in court. But here's what he said.
We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, we'll see. We think we have very good grounds.
Sir,
people have wanted to do this for decades.
Okay, the first part.
We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know.
False! 100% false! Not even close to true. Every country in North, Central, and South America has birthright citizenship, except for Colombia, which has like an asterisk on theirs. Canada has birthright citizenship. Mexico has birthright citizenship. Venezuela, Chile. I mean, like, everybody has birthright citizenship. And it's in many countries around the world as well. So why not just say, we don't believe this is a good policy? Why make up this nonsense falsehood about we're the only one who has it? Now, you can, I think, make the case that the Constitution is ambiguous about subject to the jurisdiction of the laws thereof. That's a fair point to bring up. But why keep saying the false thing? So, and we're back. 4 years. 4 years. All right. Future news where John Pickens and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Pete Hegseth got a party line 14 to 13 through the Senate Armed Services Committee. Is he going to get actually appointed to be Secretary of Defense?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. How long, with an unanimous approval, will Marco Rubio last? 99-0. By the way, that's J.D. Vance couldn't vote because he's a vice president.
Four years.
Marco no.
Come on.
No. Two max. Two max for him. He reinstated the death penalty. Will it be implemented more frequently for federal crimes?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'll happen. Ashley Moody, will she run for the Senate in 2 years in the special election? Will she get elected, reelected, now that she's going to be the senator?
Oh, that's tough. She's going to run for election.
I think she will, and I think she'll become. She'll get reelected. She's very wise. She's very likable. And how much snow do we get today?
2-3 inches.
I got 3. And many snowball fights?
Yes.
You're listening to